Disculpe, señorita, ¿me puede traer otro café con leche, por favor? Muchas gracias.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. And
this time we're both in Mexico City. We're here for the Vive Latino 2014. Oh, wait, here comes your coffee.
So they pour this really concentrated mix of coffee and then really warm milk. The coffee at Café Tacuba. Oh, I just gave away where we are.
We have to say where we are. We're at Café Tacuba.
Not the band, but the original Café Tacuba.
You know, we're at a storied location in a very historical city. The band named their band after this very famous restaurant.
And it's like a really old place. It's been around since 1912. It's beautiful. It's just like the architecture, you know, it has very traditional Mexican arrangements, a lot of saints, the windows, it's like glass. What do you call this kind of glass, Felix?
Stained glass.
Stained glass. The food is amazing.
The food is amazing. Sorry, go ahead.
Both Felix and I are having some breakfast. We are on our third day of Vive Latino, and we're pretty hungry, pretty tired, and we're both having some chilaquiles verdes. Why don't you explain what chilaquiles verdes are for audiences who haven't had the enormous pleasure, but stop shoveling them into your face for a second.
Too late. Chilaquiles are little diamond-shaped corn tortillas that have been deep-fried and then sautéed in this case in a green salsa, and
it's almost like a green curry.
Exactly, but it's a salsa, and their chilaquiles are very adaptable. You had them for breakfast, and at the same time, I'm having them with a little bit of beefsteak.
But of course, we're not just here for the chilaquiles and the delicious food. We are here in Mexico City because of Vive Latino. Vive Latino is pretty much the biggest music festival in Latin America. And it's 3 or 4 days. They extended it this year. And it's just for several stages filled with bands. You can find rock, hip-hop, metal, just everything. Everything, all types of music. And what we're going to do today is we're going to share some of the favorite bands that we saw over at the Vive Latino. Felix, can you stop with the chilaquiles?
No, I refuse to. No, I will not. What we're going to do is we're going to cut to some interviews that we did, and we're going to start our journey with an interview with La Santa Cecilia. This performance was a very special performance for La Santa Cecilia.
Hola, ¿cómo están? I'm Pepe, and I play accordion and requinto for La Santa Cecilia, and it's a great honor to be here playing Vive Latino today. Yo soy de Oaxaca, Mexico, de la Sierra Juárez. I was brought to the U.S. at the age of 6 years old. I've been undocumented for 26 years already, and I was approved for the deferred action. And with the deferred action, I was granted a parole to travel outside of the States. And I'm really excited because it's been 7 years since we started the band. And I hadn't been able to travel with the band till today. And I'm so excited to be here, so excited to share this moment with the band. And you know, having the parole and having the way to travel out here, it's a dream come true.
Se despide a amarillo azul morado, las palmeras se derriten. A un sueño despertando, mientras otro en el asfalto ya se está esfumando. Por una promesa, muchas almas llegan. Desde muy lejanas tierras
we're at the restaurant Café Tacuba in downtown historic Mexico, but we're talking about the biggest music festival in all of Latin America, which is called Vive Latino. And Felix, as soon as we got there, we passed by one stage that just mesmerized you.
It was the stage managed by a government agency that supports the preservation of indigenous cultures and languages.
Conaculta.
And they had set up for the first time at Vive Latino a stage dedicated to rockers and rappers speaking in various indigenous languages, Mixteca, Nahuatl, Mayan. And we stayed for a couple of bands. We saw a rock and blues band that was singing in Mayan. We also saw a rapper from Oaxaca who calls himself El Rapero de Tlapan. And what he did was, he was dressed like a U.S. rapper, but he had a guy, remember the guy in the jaguar mask?
Yeah.
Who was also rapping?
It was like one of those alebrijes. It's like these masks that are made with like paper mache, and they're very colorful. And he was wearing it as he rapped. It was pretty cool.
And I talked backstage to a heavy metal band that calls themselves Nueces. And they are from Oaxaca. And they mix heavy metal with Mixteca music. And the drummer from the band explained how they came across that idea and, more importantly, why they do it.
Hola, hola, muy buenas tardes. Yo soy Paco Garín, baterista del rock, del grupo de rock Nueces New Savvy.
Hoy en este concierto, en esta presentación aquí en Vive Latino, hay grupos de Chiapas, de Tlalpan, de varias partes. Es un movimiento aquí en México de rescatar la cultura indígena.
Claro, claro. De hecho, la cultura indígena va trascendiendo, va progresando. Ahora sí, con las lenguas de nuestros pueblos indígenas, se va fortaleciendo todas estas propuestas. La música de rock en lengua materna, o sea, te puedo comentar de que 10 años a la fecha ha ido evolucionando y seguirá evolucionando. Básicamente, toda la propuesta rica de nuestros pueblos indígenas se fortalece y se demuestra en los escenarios, ¿no? Y ya con discos importantes como De Tradición y Nuevas Rolas, donde varios grupos de varios estados conforman el primer disco y segundo disco de Tradición y Nuevas Rolas importantísimos y ya acervo musical de nuestro país.
know, when I first moved here and I started hearing like Mixteca and Zapoteca and those indigenous languages, they, you know, the ones from the south to me, and I think you agreed with me, they sound a lot rougher, like almost like German or something. And it's kind of a perfect type of sound and phonetics for a metal band.
It was very much so. I mean, I think that I've said this before, I don't think that Spanish, the syntax of Spanish doesn't work well with blues and the kind of boogie-woogie blues, the 50s style blues and rock and roll. But there's something about the rough edges of the indigenous language, almost like we said, sounded German in a way, and it matched perfectly with this heavy metal stuff. We didn't hang out together the whole time. I mean, we split up. We discovered as many bands as we could individually. I want to hear more about this band called Señor Bikini.
Yes, next up a band that carries the same nickname I have for you. Señor Bikini. So, I don't know, I had never heard about this band. I saw it on Friday night, and, you know, a lot of masked bands, it's kind of like a cool thing to go up with, like, your wrestling mask, but this was more like of an S&M type mask, you know, with zippers on your face and stuff. I don't know, they're just like a really fun rockabilly ska band, and it's weird. I'm not always in the mood for ska. I think when you live in Latin America or you listen to a lot of Latino music, there is kind of a ska saturation. Ska is so big in Latin America. But then, I don't know, it's like Friday night and you're hanging out and maybe, you know, your coworker bought a couple of mezcales and shared some with you and...
It wasn't me. Who were you hanging out with?
You know, the third NPR host, Shmilix Schmontreras. And, you know, it's just cool. It was, like, really a fun band to watch. Your plate is clean. You are putting dishwashers out of business.
You know, I live in Washington, D.C., so I don't get a lot of access to Mexican food, whether it's Tex-Mex or California style, or, of course, from Mexico. So I'm overindulging. The diet starts next week. I swear, the diet starts next week.
That's what he says every week.
One of the bands you saw that I didn't get a chance to see was Eli Guerra, who I saw in South by Southwest in Texas a couple of weeks ago. But it was a very different performance. I saw her with just a pianist. What did she have when you saw her?
She had a full band, and man, I gotta tell you, this is what I love about these festivals. Sometimes you get CDs in the mail, and you hear them, and, you know, maybe you're not feeling them, or you already listened to, like, 40 CDs that day, and you're tired. And then there's bands or artists that, like, you see them live, and you're just mesmerized by them in a way that maybe the CD didn't mesmerize you. And I think it also goes to the fact that there are some artists who are not fully captured in recordings, who just, you have to see them live. And I gotta tell you, man, Eli Guerra blew my mind. Like, vocally, she is just absolutely amazing. Just amazing vocals, and just, the waitress wants to take your plate away. Yeah, no. If you...
I'm not done yet. No. Gracias, todavía no. Gracias.
I don't know what. I don't even know. Like, vocally, she's just, she has a growl and a jazz and a blues to her, and she has such a presence on mic, you know, on stage.
She's got a chanteuse quality to her voice, and as well as a mixture of the Nuevo Canto tradition too, and it's again, it's a unique, one of a kind voice. I think we ought to hear some music from her right now.
La 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 la.
don't think I've told you this story yet, Jasmine. My first trip to Mexico City was 1984.
Oh, is this the one where you don't remember where you are and you wake up in a room full of newspaper? No?
Okay, no. Let's stay out of that one for now. It was much later. Okay. This was 1984, my first trip to Mexico City. And you know, when you come from the airport, you pass, you know, miles and miles and miles of working class neighborhoods and just buildings that are on top of buildings and these gas tanks all over the place. It's really just kind of a mixture of all these different elements. And I arrived at night, and at one point we turned a corner and we're in El Zócalo, which in Mexico City is this large center of Mexico City surrounded by these colonial buildings. And for me, it was like traveling back in time, because I had just come through this really crazy cosmopolitan urban mess, and in an instant, you're in the 15th century. And it was fascinating to me, and I audibly gasped. I went, oh my God. And everybody in the van looked at me and laughed. in the airport van, they looked at me and laughed. But that'll always be my strongest memory of arriving here in Mexico City, because that's where we are now. We're not too far from El Zócalo now, and this is the historic center. This is the historic district. And it's always a lot of fun for me to come back and to remember that moment.
We're at Café Tacuba. It's like, it's just the most historic, well-known cafe in Mexico City. And we're having breakfast, some chilaquiles verdes. And do you want to tell people about the ghost, or should I?
I think you should tell.
So the legend has it that the Café Tacuba is also inhabited by a ghost, Sister Clarissa. And, you know, part of this café used to be a hospice for mentally ill women, and she attended to the women. But this was a long time ago. I mean, Café Tacuba, the restaurant started in 1912. Allegedly, the ghost still inhabits. And sometimes she punishes men who eat too many chilaquiles. She appears late at night. It's not true. She's a good ghost.
Thank you for that. No, I'll sleep better tonight. One of the acts I saw was one of our favorites, Juana Molina. And I've only heard her records. And she announced from the stage, wait, hold on, stand by for Mexican Harley to go by. She announced from the stage that this was her first performance in Mexico City in 7 years. And there was a spillover crowd. People love Juana Molina here. And they were waiting for her to come out. And as soon as she came out, there was a loud roar from the crowd. And, you know, and her music is, we've played it on the show before. We did a guest DJ with her. It's one pulse on top of another on top of another. Often very sophisticated in 5-4 and 7-4, these contrasting rhythms, these things that resolve after playing a certain amount of time. It's very sophisticated, trance-like music. And I was sitting there watching her from behind the sound booth, watching the crowd, and I had this impression that those pulses made everyone in the audience's heartbeat beat the same way. So they were following the pulse, because there would be this expression of like a release of joy when the songs came, and people were smiling. I don't think I've ever been to a show where people were rocking back and forth with these beatific smiles on their faces and just enjoying the moment and really, really into Juana Molina. It was a spectacular show.
Yo decidí.
was one singer that Felix and I were really looking forward to checking out, and her name is Jessica Hernandez from Detroit. So, you know, Felix and I wander off, and, you know, we trek all the way to the stage, and we're sitting there waiting for her, and we're so excited.
And we waded through. I'm not even going to name the band, but it was the most horrific pop band that I just had no patience for. 20 excruciating minutes.
Yeah, you know, we were like, it's going to be worth it because Jessica Hernandez is coming on stage. Well, long story short, you know, this band comes on stage, and I'm like, we've never seen Jessica Hernandez. And then Felix is suddenly like, I don't see any women on stage. What's going on? And, you know, he was like, I kind of think we're on the wrong venue. And I'm like, impossible. Me and Felix get lost? No way.
So I check a map of the facility, and sure enough, we're in the wrong spot. You had to go off and retrieve your phone, and so you couldn't see the performance. So I ran, literally ran to the stage where she was performing, and I was so impressed with Jessica Hernandez. She is a young soul singer from Detroit, and she told me that she's been doing this for 3 years. She has an EP out. She's going to have a full album out in the fall. And what's surprising about this is that the crowd was really into her, to the point where the crowd was yelling, Jessica, Jessica. They were chanting her name. And she told me later that that really caught her off guard, but really made her feel good.
It was pretty surreal for me to be in another country and to have fans that, like, just seemed super diehard, and it was really cool. It was really fun for me, yeah.
Well, how did you settle on the very hardcore soul groove that you guys are doing?
I come from, you know, Motown, being from Detroit and all that, and I grew up with a lot of that style of music, and then there's, like, some gypsy and Latin influence, too, from my background, and it kind of just came together that way when I started writing.
Have your records been selling here in Mexico, do you know?
It hasn't been released yet. We've been selling a lot online since it hasn't been, like, actually distributed in stores in Mexico. But people have been buying the new EP online, and the full length doesn't come out until this summer, though. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the name of the EP?
It's called Demons.
And if you could pick one song that you wanted us to play on the show, which song would you want us to play on the show?
Probably Caught Up, because I feel like it really represents the overall sound of the band, and it's really fun, and it's something you can dance to, and makes you feel good. So
there must be a market here in Mexico for Stone Cold Soul music.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Great, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Love the times I was left on the corner with my
This has been quite an adventurous 3 days here at Vive Latino. Lots of music, lots of things to share, lots of things to explore.
And the mariachis are coming, so we need to wrap it up.
Hola, ¿cómo están?
¿Estuve en entrevista ensayo?
Sí, 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 pero queremos escuchar una cancionito.
A ver, ya sé.
Okay.
Ya, no se diga más.
Okay. We want to remind you that you've been listening to Alt Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst. And Felix just got the mariachis to play Bésame Mucho for me.
We want to thank Jessica Goldstein and Anya Grumman from NPR Music. We want to remind you to check us out on the web at npr.org/altlatino. You know what? We're going to forget the credits this week. Let's just listen to the music.
Hey, but special thanks to our awesome producer, Jody Noble.
Thank you. This has been Alt Latino.
Bésame. Bésame. Verme junto a ti, piensa que tal vez mañana yo ya estaré lejos, muy lejos de aquí. Bésame, bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame mucho, como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Bésame, bésame mucho, que tengo miedo a tenerte.
Gracias.